VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, guys? Have you ever had a nosebleed before? Well, to be honest, I've never really had one. I always thought that I was weird when I was young, because at that time, most of my friends had experienced a nosebleed, except me. So I don't really have any personal nosebleed story that I can share with you guys, but I have one from my friend Victoria. So she said that she had nosebleed 5 days a week when she was a kid, and sometimes she would just sneeze out blood. And she even left her bloody masterpiece on her old house wall, and she said it's beautiful. I mean, yeah, Victoria, that's awesome. Anyways, if you are the kind of person who gets a nosebleed a lot, make sure you watch today's video. It might be really helpful to you. But before that, let's start with today's sentence first. So when this area is irritated by either a vigorous blow or a roaming finger, some of the blood vessels may break. 所以当这个区域受到撞击或是手指抠挖，都可能使部分血管破裂。首先我们来看 irritated 的发音，你可以把这个字拆成四个部分，所以它是念 irritated, irritated。那后面那个 t 一样不需要发出完整的的音。再来是 vigorous， vigorous， 那这个字就是拆成三个部分，首先是 v， 再来是 g-o 念 g， 然后后面的 r-u-s 是念 rus， 所以是 vigorous， vigorous。 再来是 some of， 要连音，所以念起来像是 some of， some of。 Alright， 那我们再念一次句子吧。So, when this area is irritated by either a vigorous blow or a roaming finger, some of the blood vessels may break. 接着进入到我们今天的第一个单字 irritate. 这是一个及物动词，意思是使发炎或是使疼痛，像是这样。Don't drink coffee on an empty stomach. It may irritate your stomach. An empty stomach 的意思是空腹，所以这句话的意思是说，空腹的时候不要喝咖啡，你的胃可能会受伤。那除了发炎疼痛之外，其实我们比较常用到 irritate 这个字是用在激怒的意思。So for example, what he did really irritated me.他做的事情真的激怒我了。接下来下一个单字是 vigorous， vigorous。刚刚讲句子的时候有讲过，但是就是再强调一次，这里的 o 要念作 a， 然后 r o u s 是发 rus。类似的字有像是 virus 或者是 dangerous， 它们都是 r o u s 结尾。那 vigorous 这个字是一个形容词，意思是激烈、强烈的。So for example, the doctor said you shouldn't do any vigorous exercise for a month. 医生说你应该一个月不能做任何激烈运动。但是很多人应该都不会认真听医生的嘱咐，可能在家休养个两三天就受不了，想要出去爬爬灶，然后就变得更严重。我就是这样的人，没错。我想你们应该很多也是吧。Anyways， 我们接下来看第三个单字，叫做 vessel。vessel 这是一个名词，意思是血管。vessel 这个字也可以指船，就是那个 ship， 也可以指容器。那用在人体上的时候，就是指血管或是脉管。接下来这个例句是我身边的朋友很常遇到的问题。I always have trouble when getting an injection because the nurses can't find my vessels.
我打针时总是会遇到困难，因为护士找不到我的血管。
因为这样我朋友每次打针都会超久，所以他真的很不喜欢打针。但我自己打针是都蛮顺利的，而且其实打针有一种爽感，会不会只有我这么觉得？ Alright guys, that's it. So when you have a nosebleed, make sure you lean forward. Otherwise, you will drink your own blood, and that is really gross. Unless you like to drink blood. And make sure to keep your fingers away from your nostrils. By the way, I would love to know if there's anyone who doesn't have a nosebleed like me. I want to know if I am really weird or not. Please leave a comment below with your recordings and see you soon. Bye!